The USNS Harvey Milk, named for the gay rights activist and civil rights leader, arrived at the port of San Francisco on Thursday afternoon. Early Friday, U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi and San Francisco Mayor London Breed spoke at a morning ceremony commemorating the maiden voyage of the first U.S. military ship named after an openly gay individual. Mayor London Breed commended the ship for representing San Francisco values.
This iconic ship, as we know, will deliver food, fuel, supplies, repair parts, and materials to the U.S. Navy and allied ships while at sea. And it also represents some of the most important values San Francisco prides itself on: inclusion, diversity, and representation.
Friday afternoon, protesters attempted to block a public event commemorating the ship. They said they believe the vessel will provide fuel and weaponry to the Israeli state and aid the ongoing war in Gaza. Military officials deny that the USNS Harvey Milk is headed to Gaza. They say the ship is embarking to Norfolk, Virginia, where it will remain docked for at least 1 year. Among the local organizations supporting the protest were the Palestinian Youth Movement, the Arab Resource Organizing Center, the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network, and Queers Undermining Israeli Terror. Susanna Lee, a Palestinian-American and an organizer with the Bay Area's Palestinian Youth Movement, said they are tired of being ignored.
Nancy Pelosi is one of the most powerful Democrats in this country, and yet, despite over 75% of Democrat voters wanting a ceasefire, she has refused repeatedly. She has completely ignored constituents. Even when we've confronted her to her face, she has acted as if we do not exist.
Ali said that for Palestinian Americans, it is deeply conflicting to know that their tax money funds ships like the USNS Harvey Milk.
We will not stand for our taxpayer money in the United States being used to kill Palestinians or anybody for that matter. But especially when you're a Palestinian in the United States and you're paying taxes for this government to genocide your people, it's really sick. And that's why we have to take action to stop it.
Despite the large police presence, some protesters took bold measures to get their message across. Ali said that after the police barricades were moved, protesters chained themselves to the gangway railing of the ship to prevent Representative Pelosi from boarding.
Those people who are inside the ship are locking down, preventing her from getting on, preventing the ship from taking off. It's a huge risk they're taking, but they're taking it because they know if they don't do anything, that the U.S. is going to continue funding and supporting this genocide, and that the people themselves have to take action.
Wasim Hage of the Arab Resource and Organizing Center said that the protesters successfully stopped Nancy Pelosi's public afternoon event from taking place. Hage said that naming the warship after Milk is disrespectful to the principles the civil rights leader stood for.
It's slanderous on, you know, the history of Bay Area activism, slanderous on the history of queer and gay rights movement here in the Bay Area, that a vessel that will be used to support genocide has been dubbed with the name of a civil rights icon.
According to Hage, San Francisco police made 11 arrests, but all protesters have been released. With Chloe Behrens, I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.